Peace. Welcome to Spears and Mics, hip hop culture, knowledge, the streets. And sometimes we talk about sports. We got a few episodes where we talk about sports. It's all relevant, you know, whatever we're interested in. But we talked about wrestling quite a few times. And, you know, we wanted to come here today and talk about West Side Gunn getting kicked out of Monday Night Raw in Buffalo, New York. Which is shameful. What you think about that, Watt?
Yo, I was tight. Yo, when I saw the video, man, that joint was like, wow, man. I was like, as much as this dude like incorporates wrestling in his music and his artwork, he actually made it cool to watch wrestling again, yo.
I agree with you.
Like, yo, it's a travesty. Damn, man. Mm-hmm. Keep it real. Like, yo, it was foul, man. And he said the same person keeps giving him problems. And just to, like, hear him, you know, he sounded like he was hurt. I mean, I saw his response on X. He tweeted, and he basically said he was hurt. His feelings were hurt. He paid $5,000 for the seat. Mm-hmm. I've seen him front row at a lot of Raws, a lot of pay-per-views. I know at WrestleMania, he told Rosenberg that he paid 24 racks for per suite. He had two suites at WrestleMania, and he paid 48 racks.
That's a lot for both
suites.
Big supporter.
You know what I'm saying? The dude, like, really, like, put on, and then for them to, like, send the cease and desist. Like, I get that. I get that because, like, copyright infringement, all of that, even though it's dope. Me personally, I don't think Vince would have did that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think Vince would have, like, let's bring him on board.
Or,
you know what I'm saying? Let's bring him on board. Yeah. I think Vince would have.
He's a visionary. He's a visionary.
Even though Vince is foul for getting caught up on some Diddy stuff, he is a visionary. Nah, because that's what it is. He did some Diddy stuff and got away with it and just got, you know, they kicked him off the board of directors and all of that. But he definitely, we've been hearing stories about Vince for forever.
Nah, I blame what I'm saying? Pat Patterson, son of a bitch.
Yo, Pat Patterson, long dead and gone.
Yeah, but still.
Nah, yeah. But I don't like it.
Let me read his comment real quick before we mm-hmm. unpack it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So for those that haven't heard his comment or read it, you know, this is out of West Side Gunn. This is what he posted. He said, for years, I mean, nobody with 2 feet has spent the amount of money I have supporting and pushing a brand I've loved ever since I can remember. I sat front row at every big show, literally all the good times it brought to my life, to the point when I started making music, I incorporated everything like Wu-Tang did karate. I made people who hated the product watch it again. I made it look cool when at the time people thought it was nerdy. I've watched that same company sit countless of people next to me who's not even fans of it and act like I didn't exist. I was threatened to take everything out of my music, which I only did to pay homage, or my whole catalog will be demolished and everybody knows how hard I've worked. Coming from Buffalo, for me to get that treat for just showing and being a real fan, it hurt me. Because I stayed quiet and still like a crazy man sat in front row because I love the culture. I even just went viral for spending $50,000 on suites. On my soul, I've only been respectful. You know what I'm saying? So that's a pretty, you know, real comment from the heart, man. You know, he's upset with great reason. You know? It's foul. Business-wise, we get it, right? WWE owns the intellectual properties, but you know, someone that supported your brand, and indeed, I agree, made your brand look cool, find a way to work out a business deal where you license him the use, you know what I'm saying, for a fair for a fair price. You know what I'm saying? Don't take the man to the bank too crazy. Indeed, he got bread, but he's doing the brand and the business a favor. You know what I'm saying? And find a way to partner with him. This is crazy. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful.
You know what I think? You know what I think too? I think because him and DZA have their own wrestling promotion, I think it has something to do with that too. Like, they have their own wrestlers. They're not poaching talent like how Vince was with the territories and all of that. I don't think he's poaching talent. He has, like, basically, like, the underground scene of wrestling. He has, like, you know, those wrestlers. I think he has, I think Zilla is one of their champions on Fourth Rope. I know they did have the Hardy Boys at one point. I don't know.
Because I think they're back in NXT, right?
Yeah,
I think
they're back in NXT.
Yeah, I think they're NXT now.
Yeah, they're NXT.
Because they've recovered. I guess they're recovering from substance abuse and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, man.
But, I saw when he changed, like, all three of the Hills Have Eyes series, he changed the artwork. I think that's one of his wrestlers. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with their roster like that. But I am gonna start watching Fourth Rope.
Is it available? How could you watch that?
I think they posted on YouTube. I'm gonna find out. I need to do some research on it. And I want to support. I've been a wrestling fan like I was a kid. Me and Westside Gunner are the same age, so you know,
right.
Like
it's a part of our upbringing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, we've been in wrestling before we was even in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told,
nah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure the same for him. You know what I think is super dirty, man? To have that in your hometown, you know, like you one of the most popular guys in the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, and for that to happen, man, it's kind of like, it's kind of like, let's say Benny the Butcher got thrown out of the stadium at the Bills game. You know, he's a super big Buffalo Bills fan.
Buffalo Bills fan.
You know, so imagine what that would be like for him to get escorted up out of there, when he's front row or something like that, you know, or basically on the field. You know, but again, there's a lack of respect for like our people, you know what I'm saying, and what we mean to entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Like he's they probably look at him like he's not a real star, he's just a rapper.
That's how John Cena came in. Cena.
Thank you.
He built his whole career off of hip hop culture, bringing it to wrestling. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact, man. Like, yo, like me and you was talking earlier about like during the days of the territories, how it was so racist. Like a lot of the bookers, preferably Jim Crockett, Ole Anderson, those guys. Like, would even though Jim Crockett might have been No, it wasn't Jim Crockett. I'm sorry. Bill Watts. They said Bill Watts was racist, but he knew like Junkyard Dog was one of his main guys. And under Bill Watts, Junkyard Dog got paid. But then Ole Anderson would be like, yo, you know, the black wrestlers can't draw. They're not a draw, you know, because they're in the South or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you would use them. And then you have like somebody like Dusty Rhodes, who was white and adopted a black gimmick, an African-American gimmick. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The way he cut the promos, the swag, the style. And then when he went to WWF and got the polka dot, and then he had Sapphire with him. And then you hear John Cena. You know what I'm saying? Even Vince. Mm-hmm. Even remember Vince used to have a do-rag on and come down to the, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I think if Vince was still around, even though he's a creep, you know what I'm saying? A wild creep and a freak, I think he would incorporate Westside Gunn
Yeah.
And you know, I think Triple H would, because I think it's out of there. I really think it's TKO. I don't think it's WWE per se.
Coming from the higher ups.
You know what I'm saying? Board, I think it's coming from the higher
the
ups.
Investors.
Right. Somebody. So, because he said it's one person in particular that keeps giving him an issue.
Called him out. Called him out.
I'm waiting for the song. I'm waiting for the, yo, what I say, the Monday Night Wars. I'm waiting for the song. You know West Side Gun. He put out Easter Gun Day where he be dissing. I need him to put out, yo, West Side, if you see this. I want to hear Monday Night Wars, and excuse my language, I want to hear, fuck these niggas, son.
Word, that would be crazy.
Like, I want to hear that. I want to hear the Monday Night War, Monday Night Wars. You know what I'm saying? That would be crazy. Yeah, I want to hear that. I want to hear that, like a little EP, like how he did Raw as Fly God, and it's like a straight through joint. Straight through with like I think Raw as Fly God. I think it's like 18 minutes maybe. Yeah, like give us like a 20 minute EP, no interruptions, like where Derringer is changing the beat. You know what I'm saying? And you just going off on them and have like promos in between. Like I remember on the Raw as Fly Guard.
Cut your own promos. Yeah. Right.
Yo, but he had an old Davey Boy Smith joint. He had who else? I think he was cutting a promo against Vader. It was a bunch of joints. He had cutting promos. He should have some old promos, like some ECW promos or something, like New
but they
Jack
own that too.
Or something.
They own all of that.
I know. All right, we'll get something else. Get something else. They don't own World Class. They don't own Memphis.
Or NWA.
They might own NWA. I don't know. But there's something you could dig up. There's promos that's not owned by them that were they don't own TNA.
Right, he should get with Scott Steiner.
Scott Steiner can't stand them.
Right. Yo, that's
Scott
a crazy.
Scott Steiner can't stand
them.
Nah,
you giving out. Nah, you got to get a consulting check for this. Yo, Westside Gunn, holla at my man White Slice. I'll negotiate for y'all, and you know, I just want 20% or whatever.
Nah, I need to hear that Monday Night Wars, though. I need to hear that.
Make that happen.
I really need to hear that. Yeah, go off, yo. Go off.
The wrestling business, I don't think, has ever respected, like, the contributions of, like, you know, black wrestlers or, you know what I'm saying?
It always has to be one. Like, you had Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson, right? You had Ernie Ladd. That was one. Mm-hmm. Ernie Ladd was one. You had, you know, Junkyard Dog was in the territory. By the time he got to WWE, he was kind of washed. He was like a mid-carder. So it was kind of like, you know, and then his drug addiction, and then they got him up out of there, and then, you know, what happened to him. But, like, The Rock. And who else they really, like, I think they tried with Ahmed Johnson, but he didn't understand. A lot of people
try to
say,
push him.
Yeah, they said he didn't really understand the business, you know what I'm saying, to make him.
Look how they packaged. Look how they package Men on a Mission. I'm sorry to cut you off. Like,
yeah. What's name just died
like
too?
Buffoons. Yeah.
Mo just died too. Yeah,
right.
Mo just died.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? But look how they package them. They look like jesters, like court jesters. Like they look weird.
No,
the whole Men on a Mission, you know, like it's like every time they like Coco Beware, like all the brothers, they all looked at like weird, man. And then you got Prince Hakeem, a white dude, one man gang.
Talking about he was from Africa, right. Doing the walking like this and
slapping five
and all of that and
Then they had Slick out there co-signing it. If I was Slick, I'd be like, yo, F you, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna have me out here looking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Teddy Long be saying, you know, if you listen to some of his shoot interviews, he was saying a lot of stuff that was going down, like, you know, and about Ric Flair, about a lot of people.
Exposing some racism.
Well, we have this thing like where if somebody and it's not a color thing, it's a money thing. It's mm-hmm. what's like if somebody getting money, somebody got a lot of money, or they portrayed to be the person, you know, if the media is pushing them, they can't do no wrong. And when somebody comes mm-hmm. out, you know what I'm saying, speaking against them, you a hater. Or you ain't writing exactly mm-hmm. like wow. Like when Teddy Long said it about Ric Flair, I know somebody that's African American, so-called African American, said, "Why would Ric Flair be like that? And why would he? He's the 12-time or 13-time champion." I'm like, "Yo,
that don't mean shit, Jack."
I'm like, "Yo, it's scripted. It's mm-hmm. it's predetermined. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like." Not scripted, but like, you know, predetermined. It's booked. Like if he wins, it's because the booker says you're gonna win. If you want to if you want to do the job, you're gonna do the job. You know what I'm saying? So like, screw the he's the 13-time NWA heavyweight champion. Like if he's a mm-hmm. racist, he's a racist. You know right. what I'm saying? And I'm sure. But this is back in the day. But you know, I don't know if he's changed now.
Yo, but if I recall, I don't know if you remember this. Didn't Harlem Heat, when I think they first came out, weren't they talking about perhaps having them come out in chains? Or who was it that they brought out that they was trying to do like an inmate? They was going to have some brothers come out like they was inmates that escaped. You know what I'm saying? I forgot who it was. Yo.
Wasn't it the gangsters? It was in WCW. Wasn't it New Jack? Wasn't it New Jack and Mustafa?
It was WCW. It was WCW.
You sure?
I think.
It wasn't yeah. Doom, was it? It wasn't Doom, was it?
No.
That's
no,
Ron
no.
Simmons and Butch no. Reed, but they had masks no. on and then they no, got unmasked.
It wasn't them. They were going to have, because this is during the Eric Bischoff era when he first started, and he talked about it on 83 Weeks. He was saying that when they were going to make their entranceway, that they were going to have the Colonel bring them out. You remember the Colonel? He
yeah,
was
going to
bring them out like they too escaped, like they were too escaped. And he was like, nah, this is a bad idea. He didn't sign off on it because he's like, you
who,
got this
colonel?
Guy, Colonel. No,
oh, yeah,
Eric
yeah.
Bischoff scrapped it. Oh, Eric Bischoff scrapped it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because he was like, you got this dude,
him.
The Colonel. Right. He's
yeah, he looked like a slave owner.
They,
yeah. And he used to wear white
that's
suits
exactly
with
what
the hat.
He said.
He did
he
look
said
like
he looked
a
like a plantation,
plantation yeah,
owner.
Plantation
and
owner.
Then you got
yep,
these guys
yep,
that
yep.
come out as inmates. They're going to look like slaves. You know what I'm saying? And then it's going to cause mm-hmm. a big uproar because then people are going to confuse it. You know what I'm saying? And they scrap that. But those type of ideas that some of these racists put out there, you know what I'm saying? Because that's all they see us as, man. They can't see us as like something great or a superhero. You know, you got to be like the loser or the jail or the, you know, something negative, you know what I mean?
Right,
it's crazy.
Right.
And give us the crazy gimmicks like Virgil, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yo,
that's
crazy.
Like, Virgil could have...
Yo, Virgil was a bad gimmick, yo. It was a bad gimmick.
Nah, like, come on, man. Like, you basically his, like, somebody's doula.
And then he broke free. Yo, he broke free in WWE. And then when he went, when he became NWO, they called him Vincent. He was the same dude, man. Like he didn't even have
right.
his own. Like
right.
he was a lackey
right.
again.
Right, he was a lackey in both promotions, regardless.
Word,
you know what
word.
I mean?
This man, yo. Dirty, yo.
Right,
it's crazy.
But you know, the disrespect got to stop, man. And yo, at the end of the day, man, West Side Gun don't need WWE, man. I feel like WWE. What could use somebody like him in a sense that
mm-hmm.
he's promoting their brand and their business to one of the most biggest and successful genres in music. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind
of a lot of the
loss,
wrestlers
you know
rock
what I'm
with
saying?
Him too. Finn Balor, yeah, Finn Balor rock with him. He made a song, Finn Balor, you know what I'm saying? And Finn Balor actually rocks with him. There's a few wrestlers that, you know, and a lot of the wrestlers, you can see the hip hop influence too. You know what I'm saying?
You remember, I know we discussed this one time, Do you remember when WWE had like a hip hop album and Boot Camp Click was on it? Remember that back in the day?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Like,
I
yo,
do, yeah.
Like, where's that WWE? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, you forget, like, sometimes the company forgets because it changes hands between, you know, ownership or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, y'all forget that y'all had a hip hop album with real, like, super respected hip hop artists on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you forget that, like, John Cena comes out to MOP, you know what I'm saying? Another respected hip hop group. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
Jake One.
Like, you can't, you. Mm-hmm. Right, you can't do business with hip hop and then treat hip hop like shit. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Either you're gonna be with the culture or you against it. Right.
They can do whatever they want, and then you know what I'm saying? But you shouldn't. You shouldn't. But like, you know, like I said before, at the beginning, like, I understand, like, using the likeness and all of that. I get that because they're not thinking culture. They're thinking corporate. You know what I'm saying? Their culture is corporate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I get it. I understand it. But to kick him out is whack. 3 minutes into the show. 3 minutes. Yeah. Like, if you
in
watch
his hometown.
Raw. Right. 3 minutes into Raw is probably who's coming out to cut a promo. You know what I'm saying? From what happened, if a pay-per-view just happened, or what happened the last week of Raw. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's probably that person coming out. I didn't even watch it to see who what was going on. But I know I've seen him multiple times. I've watched Raw, and he's right there.
Countless.
He's right there all the time. You know what I'm saying? Dude is flying. Yep. He's traveling with the show. If he doesn't have a show of his own, he's traveling with the show. You know what I'm saying? And buying front row seats. I've seen him with his kids. Seen him with Smoke Dizza. I've
seen
him.
You know what this is like? This is like if ECW threw out the dude with the straw hat that we used to see at every ECW event.
Oh,
remember,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah,
front row. Every ECW event in Philly, most of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine ECW grabbing son and saying, nah, you got to get up out of here, bro, and kick him out. Like, he was the number one fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't respect somebody, the number one fan, and granted, that guy from ECW was a regular Joe, like, Westside Gunn, you know, not to say that famous people matter more, but, like, yo, you got to respect the fact that, like, yo, bro is really pushing y'all brand and making y'all popular. You know what I'm saying? It's nasty work, WWE. I personally think that y'all need to apologize. And if I was Triple H or somebody up there at the top, somebody should personally make a public statement and then personally reach out to Westside Gunn and say, yo, I'm sorry for the mix-up. We did you wrong. We're going to take care of the business side. Y'all and us will sit down, you know what I'm saying? Sit down with our lawyers. You know what I'm saying? To find a way to work this work. But WWE owes that man an apology, a public apology. You know what I'm saying? And then find a way to work out the business and come to an agreement or an understanding so that both parties can respect one another's stance and you know, legal, just come to an understanding from a legal standpoint. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, if that brother, you know, decides to go against the agreement, then, you know, y'all gonna take legal action or whatever, or go whatever route, but give the man the fair one. You know what I'm saying? That's all. And I really, really want to put that out there. Apologize to him publicly and personally. You know what I'm saying? And that man should be at WrestleMania on the house suite for his family, front row for himself, and he should be able to go back and forth. That's a good, you know, way. And give him a fair licensing fee too on top of that. You know what I mean? For great
Monday Night Wars is coming out.
That's a fact. Drop a bomb on them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, or he could call it 83 weeks, but that's another copyright infringement because, you know, Eric Bischoff owns that. You know what I mean? 83 weeks where WWE was getting their ass kicked by WCW. You know what I'm saying?
Or call it marked out.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. But yo, peace to West Side Gun, man. I think Heels Have Eyes comes out, I think, tomorrow.
It's already out.
Oh, it's already out. Okay. Yeah, it came out Friday.
It came out the same day as the Big L album.
Oh, okay. The last Halloween or whatever.
And it's dope.
I gotta check it out.
It's fire. Fire.
Yo, I still haven't even checked out that that Alchemist Hit-Boy, and I've been hearing positive things about it.
Oh, you know, man. I like it.
I gotta check it out. Mm-hmm. I gotta check it out. What else? There was something else. Yeah, well, you know, be on the tune. We're gonna still review that Big L album. We got quite a few things to talk about with that. We'll connect with our co-host Just P and get that episode out ASAP. He's doing the rap thing right now, doing a show, so he couldn't make it today. And yeah, man, keep it tuned to Spears and Mikes, man. For real, man. Peace to West Side Gun. And a big thumbs down to WWE, man. That's filthy. For real.
Wow. I'm
kind of disgusted, man. Honestly. But yeah, man. Salute to everybody, man. Peace and love.
Peace.